All right, we'll move along. Up next, Utah coach Kyle Whittingham. The Utes are on the road at Stanford, number 14 Stanford, on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And our first question comes from the line of Chris Cameron, the Salt Lake Tribune.
Kyle, how would you explain to people why Britton Covey is open so often every game?
Well, first of all, he runs great routes. He's a very precise route runner. Pays attention to detail, his splits, his technique, and so forth. And secondly, he's got exceptional quickness, and that lends itself to getting separation against defensive backs. He's not necessarily get a run by on a 9 route and separate, but when he has a chance to run a jerk route or an option route or any of those intermediate routes that we ask him to do most of the time, he is able to start and stop on a dime and change direction and all that stuff. So I would say it's a combination of those things.
And how is he able to use his size to his advantage on the field?
I don't know if it's an advantage, but it's not, you know, he's able to make it not a disadvantage. You know, he's elusive enough, and his speed and quickness more, in my opinion, estimation, more than makes up for whatever lack of size he has. But I don't think it's an advantage to be smaller necessarily, but he negates that size disadvantage with his speed and quickness, agility.
Thanks, Kyle.
Okay.
And our next question comes from the line of Craig Thorpe, Salt Lake Tribune.
Kyle, last year against Bryce Love, you guys did a really good job, except for maybe two plays that covered.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what's to be learned from that knack he has to break one when you kind of contain him all night?
Well, there's nothing to be learned other than that's the type of back he is. He's a home run back. He's able to go the distance on any given play. And so you've got to be very precise in your run fits, your leverage, you know, your angles to the ball when he's carrying the football, and making sure you keep him caged in. Because if he gets a sliver of daylight or you blow an assignment or don't fit a gap correctly, then he's out the gate. And so that's his... His strong suit is once he's in the open, you know, there's no catching him. I mean, he's extremely fast and that's who he is as a back. And so it's just a matter of getting a bunch of hats to the football and being sure tackler. You know, the same thing can happen if you miss a tackle. You know, you can be there, and if you miss the tackle and he has a chance to get some daylight, he's gone in that scenario as well. So it's just a matter of trying to keep him bottled up, and it's hard to do for an entire game. I mean, it's real hard to do, but that's what makes him great.
Thank you.
Great.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star 1. Our next question comes from the line of Ann Peterson, the Associated Press.
Hey, Coach, you're facing the fifth game of the season. Have you thought about the redshirt situation?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we have an Excel spreadsheet that we have everything mapped out on and tracking it very closely. And I don't want to make it sound like a bigger deal than it is, because there's really only a handful of guys that are on the fence. You know, most of the guys are already, you know, either definitely going to play or definitely going to redshirt. And so there's a few guys that in that intermediate zone that we're still deliberating on what the best course of action is. And so we want to make sure that when we get to that, when they've participated in 4 games, you know, the fifth game is obviously the point of no return. And so we want to make sure that anybody who crosses over into that fifth game area was, we were completely aware of it, and it was by design, and we had no hesitation doing so. And so it's all new territory. I mean, it's much different than it was before, but the overriding factor is if we think a guy can help us win, we're going to use him. You know, it doesn't make sense to redshirt guys and try to preserve a year if you think they can help you win now, because in coaching it's a win now profession. And so that's kind of the basis of our decision is can the guy help us win now, and if he can, we're going to play him. But like I said, there are a few guys who are kind of on the fence. And so short answer is yes, we're tracking it closely, and we're getting to that point now where we've accumulated enough games that we got to be conscious of it every week.
Thank you, Coach.
Okay.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star 1. Your next question comes from the line of Kyle Kingstein, Athlon Sports.
Coach, when you've got an opponent like Stanford who's coming off a tough loss, are you able to look at what the previous opponent did and emulate what they're able to do at all without straying too far from your own scheme, or is it more just kind of focusing on, you know, what it is that you would do week to week?
Well, it's a little of both, and whether your opponent's coming off a win or a loss, you look at what, you know, their previous opponent did well and what worked and what was, Stanford may have struggled with, and that's it's pretty much standard procedure for everybody. And if you got a blitz that they just could not pick up, then you're likely to install that blitz for that week and see if they've been able to adjust. And so that's the nature of the business. If you show a weakness, you're going to get hammered with that weakness until you prove you've got it corrected. And so just because they came coming off a loss doesn't mean that we would treat that any differently than if they were coming off a win. You'd still search for things that their previous opponent did that was effective.
Thank you.
Okay.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star 1.
Any additional questions for Coach? Last chance. All right, hearing none, Kyle, that'll be it for you. Appreciate your time. Good luck this weekend.
Okay, thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.
You bet. All right, Kyle.